This matter of healing is an awesome subject in the whole Bible.
That's right. And I believe, Darren, that it's for all of us. I don't believe that God just separated some of us out and said, okay, you're healed and you aren't for some reason or other. I believe that healing is for every child of God, every believer in Jesus Christ. And we're going to go through and give you a lot of scriptures through this teaching that, and I hope, hopefully the teaching and the scriptures will reinforce it so much that you will believe without a shadow of a doubt, and especially if you're infirmed or you're sick today, that God's healing is for you. It is definitely for you because He is our Jehovah Rapha, Darren. He is our healer,
he
the
is
God
our
that
healer.
Healeth. Yes.
Well, Father God, we thank you for this wonderful teaching you're giving us out of Scripture. Lord, help us to rightly divide the word of truth so that we can better understand it. Holy Spirit, I expect you to speak to us and to our listeners and our friends and open up the mysteries of healing. And Lord, don't let it be something we can't understand anymore. I mean, give us eyes of understanding in our hearts, and we thank you for doing that today. And Father, I know many are going to find their breakthroughs for healing in this teaching, because you're giving it to us. Amen.
Amen. I desire, Darren, that everyone know divine health as well as we have. I mean, I feel like it's such an honor to be a follower of Jesus Christ. But the privilege is that so many of the things that He's promised to us have already been done, and we can walk in divine health. And that is such a blessing to me, that to know that when flu comes around, or when a friend of mine has a cold or sniffles or whatever, I'm not going to get it. It's like Jesse Duplantis says, you say it so well.
Well, Jesse says, you know, I just choose not to participate.
That's right.
You know,
I love
he says that very well, and I've made that decision to walk in divine health. Now, I need divine healing to get to divine health.
Yes.
But folks, I'll tell you, once you understand God's real plan for healing and for divine health, it's easy. You don't plan for sick days.
That's right.
You don't plan to be down so many, well, here comes the flu, I suppose I have to spend a couple of days without this fall. No. Just don't plan for that.
Mm-hmm.
And when that first little symptom comes, you need to go after that and get right into the Scripture and start speaking Scriptures. And hold fast to the Scripture. It'll walk you right through it.
That's right. We have a friend in Akron who had cancer in 1967, clear back in 1967. God healed him back then, and he did not become schizoid, excuse me, or paranoid over the fact that he might have it again. He's been free. He's been clean. He's been totally healed. He's a farmer, and he's walking in divine health, even though he had cancer, incurable cancer in 67. So praise God.
I have another friend here in Denver that had throat cancer, and he held on, kept his confession. He said one day he felt the Holy Spirit come through, and like there was a mighty force went right through his neck, and he was totally healed.
Oh,
but
I
he had
those.
To stand for it.
That's right.
See, and that's faith. That's faith in God's promises. When you stand there and believe for your healing, God will deliver, and His word will bring those things in your body into compliance, into subjection, and you will walk in health.
That's right. And that's what we're hoping today, that as we give you these scriptures, it will become such powerful confidence and confirmation in you that you will walk out in divine health. Praise God. I'd like to, first of all, turn to Exodus 15, Darren. And this is where we find the word Jehovah Rapha. And this isn't a promise. This verse here in Exodus 15:26 is not a promise of God's. It's a reality. It's a fact. God's character says, I am. I am God who heals you. I am Jehovah Rapha.
So you're saying that a fact is above a promise.
A promise is something that might come later on, years later. Yes, I have received the promise of God. It's going to come to pass. This has already come to pass. It is a reality in our lives. We don't have to wait for it. I know some people, they love to wait, but this is something we don't have to wait for.
See, now I would say it this way. Well, when we get over in the teaching of the New Testament, we'll talk about Jesus did it at the cross. You know, that's a fact in the past. He gives us a promise for that. But fact and promise, I say, are the same thing. He gives
okay.
us, it's factual. I mean, it's something you can have right now. And that's part of the reality of healing. We need to take it, it's mine right now. I mean, I've got the promise. It is a fact for me. And at least that's the way I'd explain it.
Okay. I see that in Isaiah, when God gave the promise of Jesus coming to take away their sins,
exactly.
That was a promise.
That's right.
The promise did not become reality until Jesus did die on the cross. That's what that's the only difference I see. So I don't want to argue all morning long.
Well, here we go. Well, you know, you just talked about one of my favorite chapters in the Bible. I should say one of my favorite verses. And you're going down to Exodus what verse?
Exodus 15:26. You like, I know. You okay, let's just say Exodus 15:11
there
for
you
your
go.
Sake. Yes.
Now, the reason I like this is here it says, who is like thee among the gods, and that's a small G, O Lord, who is like thee, majestic in holiness, awesome in praises, working wonders.
That's right.
In praises, working wonders. Folks, I'll tell you, learn to praise God for your health. You will find a greater degree of supernatural health coming into your life. All right, now your scripture.
Well, and all of Exodus 15, Darren, is a song of praise. Miriam went out with her tambourines, and they were all shouting. And, oh, I can't imagine the celebration they had when they all, 2.5 or 3 million people, crossed the Red Sea on dry land. Their feet were not muddy. And they came out, and then they saw Pharaoh's armies inundated with water, flooded, and they died. So they were praising God. They were saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and the rider fell into the sea. And then that verse you just gave, well, on down through here, they were in the desert. They were looking for water. God gave them water. Then he says to them in the 26th verse, if you will give earnest heed to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight and give ear to his commands. That's why Jesus kept saying, he who has an ear, let him hear, because his Father said, please hear what I'm saying and keep all his statutes. I will put none of the diseases on you, which I have put on the Egyptians, for I, the Lord, am your healer. And that word is Jehovah Rapha.
Now, when it says in the early part of this verse, Barbara, if you will give heed to the voice, and all of the Word of God is God's voice.
Mm-hmm.
It's a voice printed for us. He's talking here about hearing, obeying, holding on to it, maintaining it. But then he says, if you'll hold on to that, I will be your healer.
That's right. They really needed to understand, as we do today, that it's not they're not going to get accomplished by their own power. It's got to come from a higher power. And sometimes we think, if I only can get to the right doctor, if I can only get to the right hospital, if I can only get the right treatment, then it'll be okay. Some of you need something that's more than what man can provide.
Amen.
And that's God, right. Jehovah Rapha.
Let's go back to Exodus 15:11. Who is like thee among the gods, small g? Folks, today we have many gods, health gods. One of them's the pharmacy. One of them might be one of these health providers, you know, what an HMO or your insurance company or whatever, or the doctor himself or herself, mm-hmm. or the hospital. Folks, let me tell you, who is like thee among the gods, O Lord, who is like thee, majestic in holiness, awesome in praises, working wonders. When God heals us, he's working a wonder.
That's right. He sure is. Again, and he reiterates this promise. And he says in Deuteronomy 7:15, the Lord will remove from you all sickness, and he will not put on you any of the malignant diseases of Egypt. That's in Deuteronomy 7:15. And we say, well, why was he concentrating on Egypt? Because Egypt had many, many gods. They didn't believe in Jehovah. They didn't believe in El Shaddai. They didn't believe in Elohim of the Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They had many, many gods. They had gods of mice and lice and rats and sun and blood and Nile River, and everything in the nature was a god to them. So they did get a lot of disease, and they did get sick a lot. God says, I'm not going to allow this to happen to you, because Egypt is a heathen nation, and they're giving in to Satan all the time. But I am going to keep you safe.
Well, they had gods of man's imagination.
Yes.
And they had occultish gods, which, you know, you give your imagination over there into the wrong side of the spirit world, you'll come up with all kinds of things.
Yes. I'd like to just give a definition of disease before we get into 2 Kings.
Oh,
and, wow,
Barbara, that is so good. Give it to
2 Kings is going to be tremendous.
I know what you're going to do. Give it to us. I love it.
Well, we're going to go through the word. You know, he will not put on you any of the malignant diseases. Well, what is a disease? And by just simply spelling out the word dis-ease, D-I-S, and then if you want to put a little hyphen there, E-A-S-E, it's dis-ease. Ease. When you have a disease, it interrupts or impairs or impedes any or all natural or regular function of the organs of your body. And that means that you cannot do what you were called to do. You cannot function properly on a daily basis because this thing is impeding you. It's keeping you from doing it. It means to interrupt or render imperfect regular function.